As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is it Saquon? Is he the man? He was the man last year. What a season. And now he is on the Madden cover. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Right, coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to air for you the first Vic Fangio press conference in a while. Has he spoken this offseason? Maybe I missed one, or I haven't. I've just kind of been in the Super Bowl, you know, we're all kind of Super Bowled up, and I can't remember a Vic press conference. When was the last time we heard him talk?
It's been a minute.
I thought he talked to what did he say to John Clark?
Well, no, he spoke he was at the Phillies game, right? He spoke to John Clark. But I mean, like a press conference setting. I think it's been a while.
Yeah, no, definitely it's been a long time for
them. I mean, it may have been Super Bowl week, and we've heard him speak here and there since, right? He's a Super Bowl champion defense coordinator.
He talked about losing a lot of the players on defense,
yes.
I think, with Clark. That was the only, time we heard from Fangio.
Right, okay, so today's a big day then. I mean, Elliott last week called Kevin Petullo's press conference a big press conference. I wouldn't call this a big one, but it's certainly an interesting one.
You want to hear what he got to say.
Yeah, well, especially
about your boy.
About your boy.
Yeah.
Bryce Huff.
See what he said about Bryce.
What do you think he's going to say, if you had to guess?
In some way, he's going to say he didn't fit the scheme. And, you know, we did what was
wish
best
him well.
For him.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
He's going to take the high road.
Yeah. All right, Hugh, before we get to the Vic Fangio press conference, why don't you give everyone a second clue? Because we didn't get to clue number two in the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay. This is an iconic 80s classic. It was an iconic 80s classic sci-fi.
All right, so we have a video game as clue number one.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
your clues.
Sci-fi. I should have said sci-fi classic, but I wrote it wrong.
Mm. You know, this happens when you have a great Hughes Clues day. The next day doesn't.
You were due for a downer. Today was a fade you day.
Yeah, I bet against you as soon as I woke up. That was easy.
I need to be more consistent.
You're like Jalen. Once in a while, you have a great game.
I knew when I walked into that.
Hey, yesterday was your Super Bowl game for Jalen.
Yep. And today
I'm nutting up.
Today's like the Panthers game.
Yeah, not great. We still could win, and we've got to get through it a victory here, but it's not your best. All right, so there's two clues for you. Clue number one, video game. Clue number two, iconic 80s sci-fi game.
Classic.
Okay, there we go. We got it all out. All right, and here's where you're playing. This is a really cool prize we're giving away this week. You're playing today for a pair of tickets to see A Championship Season, which is a production from the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films that came together to create this special concert hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. So it's on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia, giving away a pair of tickets to that today. Vic Fangio coming up here, and then we'll get back to everyone's take on Jalen. And really, it's more about Saquon. It's become Jalen. I mean, Hugh Douglas forced me into this debate about Jalen Hurts. I'm talking about Saquon. I want to run the football at the same frequency or close to it they did last year. It's just tough for me, Hugh, to look at the team and say, this is what won. This is what was the best in the NFL. And now let's change it. Like, I can't imagine going back in time and watching the 97 Broncos say, let's run Terrell Davis less next year. We just were the best team in the NFL because he was the best player. Let's do it less. It's not for me to say, hey, Marshawn Lynch is Seahawks. Let's run the ball less. I want to do the same thing until someone stops it.
See, here's the thing. I think that what you have to be, I guess this is how I look at it. You can still do all of that you want to do, but you have to be more creative in the ways that you get to that. Okay, we know that the run game is our bread and butter.
Yep.
Okay, but going into the game, how am I going to make the running game pay huge dividends for us if I know they're putting 8-9 in the
box? All right, let's get to Vic Fangio.
Competition. It's competition that, you know, it's going to take a training camp, a few preseason games to sort out. And Tristan's in that too.
What do you like about the thought touch? What are the pros for Sidney going in as in terms of having the experience that he has? How does that help him?
Well, his experience came in 23. You know, last year at this time he wasn't doing anything and didn't do anything really till the middle of October. So he lost all the this time of year, training camp, early part of the season, and really never got many reps with us defensively. He did play in the last game against the Giants and did fine. But, you know, it's a new system from what he had in 23. So, yes, he's sitting in meetings, but that only goes so far. You got to get out there and experience it and build on it. And he lost that last year. So that he's going through that process now, and he's doing fine.
You mentioned Jihad. Also, N'Kobe's got a difficult rehab. So, Trot, you started with Trot. How are you going to work that until those guys are ready? And does Zach play Mike in that situation?
Yeah, well, Zach can play either spot. Again, that will just like with Cooper, wherever we need him the most, what's best for the team, which will be determined some by who the next guy is, until N'Kobe comes back, which, you know, he won't be back for a while. You know, we'll that'll be TBD, you know. That'll be a good question after two preseason games.
What do you like about the idea of Cooper at safety, and what will go into determining whether he plays at safety or the outside?
Well, I think he would play very well at safety. I think it suits his skill set, things that he does. I just think he would do very well in there. How many you guys? We played 21 games last year. How many base snaps do you guys think we played?
20%.
75.
Less than that.
No, you're way off.
30.
10%.
15% around.
Yeah, about 160 total.
So is that part of your like philosophy of having like your five best defensive backs out there in the secondary, no matter
what? Well, in last year's case, we evolved to that because it once Cooper started to play very well, it got him on the field more. It was a much better fit for our edge guys. They could play nickel end instead of having to play 3-4 outside backer. So at last year, it was a good fit for where we were personnel-wise. This year, that could change.
Where did you factor into the decision to have Jordan Davis pick up his fifth-year option? And what does he need to do in his fourth year to warrant that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything to do with that decision. You know, that's how he's. But Jordan last year, I would say the last 7 or 8 games, including the playoffs, played very well down the stretch. And I think that's carried over into this offseason, and I anticipate it carrying over into the season. I think he's in the best shape that he's ever been in, which he kind of got into late in the season last year, and he's carried it over. So I think he's going to do very well for us this year.
You don't typically see that. Can I just follow up real quick on that? You don't typically see guys get in their best shape late into the season. Why did it take so long for him to get in his best shape?
We could be here a long time for that. Just, you know, it's for some guys it takes time, but I'm ducking that question.
How is Davis involved as a pass rusher?
How
is he involved as a pass rusher?
He got better towards the those last 7 or 8 games. He really did. And you saw it in practice first, you know. Unlike a lot of people think you don't need practice, you do need practice. And he showed it in practice first, And then it carried over into the games. And so I think he realized that, felt it, felt good, and he's just carried it over all offseason.
In terms of Jalen Carter,
Jalen played over 1,000 snaps last year. On the offensive side of the ball, Nick's gotten questions about, you know, Saquon's usage, heavy usage last year. Is that something you have to consider going forward with him and you're making sure that, you know, he's able to play at a high level, not putting too many snaps on him?
Well, in Jalen's case, the two plays he had at the end of the Rams game, which everybody has alluded to many times, those were his 68th and 69th snaps in that game.
Obviously he showed that he was well conditioned last year. I just mean from the perspective of, you know, long term, if he's playing an extreme number of snaps every year, do you worry that his performance can drop off?
He's still a young pup.
And to follow up on that, in terms of Jalen Carter, year three, Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said on WIP yesterday that he's been hearing from some folks that Jalen doesn't even know how to play the position yet. It was in a complimentary fashion, in a sense to say that he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Sky's the limit. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree with the point he's trying to make. I do think Jalen, the good news about Jalen is twofold. One, he played very well for us last year. And two, he can still improve a lot.
What did you see? You've had Ringo for a full year now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about, you know, his skill set to play the outside, and where does he still need to improve?
He just needs reps. You know, he needs to learn to play the game. And that comes with reps. And, you know, to quote Nick, said in a meeting recently, repetition is the burden of leadership. It's up to us to get him enough reps in practice, expose him to all the things he needs to be exposed to so he can play a full NFL game. When I say full, not physically, conditioning-wise, but be a competent corner throughout a full game and a full season.
Nick, how much did depth have to do with the defense's success last year, and do you think you have that same depth going into this season?
It's too early to say. I mean, I look at it, and I told the players this. I look at this year very similar to last year in that at this time last year, you know, we had a lot of turnover in personnel from the previous year. You know, you had Bond. Nobody knew what he was at this point last year. You had Nakobe, who hadn't played any meaningful NFL football in his first 2 years. You had Oren Burks, who we had just signed. You had Isaiah Rogers, who we had just signed. You had Ojomo, who didn't play hardly at all his rookie year. You got Nolan, who didn't play hardly at all his rookie year. We got Chauncey back. We drafted Q, Cooper, Jalix. You know, we had a lot of, you know, question marks at that time where you didn't know. You know, this year, those names are replaced. Ringo, Adoree, Sidney, McCollum, Ojulari, Uche, Byron Young, Gabe Hall, Booker, Jihad, you know, all the draft picks, Makuba, Robinson, you know, Smile, and then the rest of the rookies. Some of those guys in that second list have to become like those guys in the first list. And I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I look at it really basically the same one year to the next. The names have changed. Hopefully we'll get the same results from these new guys that we got from a lot of the new guys last year.
What were your thoughts on trading CJ?
That was a salary cap type thing and how he made that decision. I was fine with it.
With Drew Makuba, we talked about Cooper's versatility. Played a lot of slot earlier in his career. Do you see that kind of versatility at least?
We haven't yet, only because we focused him on at safety right now. But we're well aware that he played it in college and might have some ability there too.
Given all that turnover that you talked about, right, of the three levels of the defense, is there one
area where you keep you up most at night, or where you're most curious about what the answers are going to be?
No, really, it's all of them, you know, because, you know, until N'Kobe comes back, which won't be anytime soon, you know, you got that to fill. We got to get guys in our edge rotation, you know, minus the guys we lost last year. You got to replace Milt, you know, and his snaps, which I think will be done with guys we already had here, you know, with the addition of Robinson. You know, obviously, got to have a starting safety, a starting corner. So it's kind of spread equally.
What matters most?
They all matter.
We've heard the anecdote of you bringing the team together, or the defense together, rather, to review the second half of the Super Bowl. Why was that important to you that day to do that?
That was fake news. Yeah. Never did that.
All right.
I actually brought them together on that day to compliment them on how well they played in the Super Bowl. There was not a negative word spoken.
Glad to clarify that.
Huh?
I'm glad to clarify that.
Fake news.
Thanks, guys.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, there it was, the Vic Fangio press conference. The first time we heard from Vic in a long time. You know, it's been so long, I didn't even realize he was being asked about CJGJ. That trade felt like it's a long time ago, but that was obviously this offseason. Asked about that. He called that a salary cap thing, which is an interesting way to frame it.
Yeah, and he said he was cool with it. That's another way. That's something else that stepped out to me.
A couple other things I thought there, and you guys can react with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, he mentioned, he was asked about Cooper DeJean, right? The role he's going to play and versatility. And he talked about, you know, base versus, when they have three corners out there. But he referenced that he could be good at corner or safety.
I peeped that out.
We haven't associated with Cooper with safety probably since last year, right? Because he played nickel, and then in OTAs we heard he was playing outside. Sounds like Cooper DeJean could play everywhere this year.
Well, it sounds like it to me. It sounded like it might. He might have to play out of necessity because it's almost like as of right now, he's not comfortable
with the other safeties
out there right now. And you know, he said Sidney Brown is still working off an injury or whatever. So
and McCoob is a rookie.
Yes. So Vic is basically covering his bets. He's CYAing right now because he's like, hey, Coop has the skill set. He could do this. Let's see what he could do. So now you have somebody back there that's as versatile as he is, can play the slot, can play corner, can play safety. You know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good for Coop.
Well, it's great to have a player like that. A couple other things. This was injury related. Now, Vic's not going up there giving injury reports, but he does kind of give you a sense of when he expects players back that are coming off of injury. And he said twice, N'Kobe won't be back for a while, which shouldn't be surprising. He got himself hurt in the playoff game. We know it's a severe knee injury, so not sure when we see N'Kobe. But he did, and this kind of fits to everything we've heard, he did give a rough timeline on when Jahad Campbell is going to get on the practice field. He said he's with the inside linebackers, and we won't see him until on the practice field until sometime in August. Hugh, this all speaks to, I don't believe Jahad Campbell, their first round pick, is going to be on the field week one. It just, it seems very unlikely.
It doesn't. It seems like they're going to slow play him, do everything that they possibly can to get him healthy as they possibly can before they stick him out there. I think that's smart.
I do too.
You know, because when you talk about where he was drafted and where he was projected and where he was drafted, you know, a lot of teams passed on him because he was injured. So, yeah. You want to protect your asset as much as you possibly can.
He also spoke of the defense. He said it's similar to last year, and he kind of alluded to a work in progress. They have a lot of new faces. They have to incorporate a lot of new people. I mean, he said things like this last year, and it took them about a month, and then they became the best Eagles defense we ever saw. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones on all things the offense. Saquon, do they need another great Saquon season? You can react to Vic Fangio with us.
Well, you noticed at the end, was it? I think it was Jalix Hunt who said Fangio made him watch the second half of the
season. So that's who's somewhat the fake news?
Yeah.
I think Jalix kind of embellished the story.
Yep. And now when people tell us that Joe Montana wasn't very good the rest of the day.
Fake news.
Oh, we have it now. We have it.
That's what people call it saying.
Well, I mean, you missed that?
Have you been?
No, I'm saying. I mean, like texting you, you know, because a lot of times you get a lot of heat on.
I think one's enough. One Joe Montana is enough. All right, let's go.
Two today.
Yeah, well, let's go to the next guy that might do something like that. OG Wade up. OG, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How we doing?
Good, man. I'm just listening to you guys, and you're cracking me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like what both of you guys, or all three of you guys, are saying. But it seems to me that y'all still don't understand what type of player Jalen Hurts is. We still saying he lacks this, he lacks that. We all know that every player in the NFL will get better as time go on. They should. Okay, so we do know Jalen will get better at whatever it is that he's lacking or he's weak at. But what y'all don't realize is that no one dictates to the Eagles how they're going to beat you that day, because that's what makes this team so special. They can beat you in a multitude of ways, meaning if we want to beat you running the ball, we can beat you that way. We want to beat you throwing the ball, we can beat you that. That's the one thing that defensive coordinators hate the most, because most defensive coordinators come in every game, every week, to shut your run down, make you one-dimensional. You can't do that with the Eagles. So that's the beauty about where we are. So in terms of Saquon getting the ball more, or should we stay with that, the smart thing would be to stay with what works. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not try to stamp a label on how this offense needs to evolve. The offense will evolve according to how the defenses are playing you and what Jalen Hurts, because obviously y'all already know this. Jalen Hurts makes the last call on that when the offensive play is made, because he's got to count up what's in the box, what's not in the box.
Right, but he's reacting to the defense. He's reacting to the defense.
Right. But when I hear you, Joe, and I hear Spike say that the Eagles took the ball out of Jalen Hurts actually has the ability to check to a passing play if he wants to.
Right, but he's not going to put them in a bad play. He's not going to put them in a bad play against numbers in the box.
Exactly.
Right.
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 Right, exactly. So what I'm saying is that when you see all these quarterbacks throwing the ball a lot, those guys don't have no Super Bowls. They never been to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen ain't never sniffed the Super Bowl.
Well, that's not true.
Lamar never sniffed the Super Bowl.
Well,
he did not sniff it.
I mean, sniff it means you're close. Okay, but the point is, do they need a great Saquon to win next year? That's all. Yes.
I think they do.
Okay,
yes.
So we're on the same page.
Now, I don't need the great. I think the great that Saquon gave us this year or last year was like overkill. That was like icing on the cake. You don't need that type of you need Saquon to do what you know Saquon is capable of doing. And that's, you know, you got to understand, this guy is getting 4 yards before he's even touched. So it's not going to be hard for him to have another great year.
I agree. As long as he's healthy, I think he'll be great. But, OG, you would see the same thing I do. That when they run the ball, they win. When they throw the ball a lot, they don't win at the same clip.
Oh.
Well, it's true.
Absolutely. And no team does.
Right. So
and no team does.
Well, that's why I kind of like the way the offense ran last year. I like that. I thought Jalen played well and Saquon ran well.
And I want them to go back and do the same. Yeah, I do too. And I want them to do the same thing. Now, if a team is good enough, which I haven't seen them yet, to make us do something different, then I'll do something different.
See, and football guys. Me and OG Wade, football guys, we see this similar. Hugh over here. He wants to throw the ball around the yard.
He ain't no football guy. Yeah. He ain't no football guy. He ain't never played.
I ain't paying attention to Nan too, y'all. Cause
OG, appreciate it. Well, him and I haven't agreed in a long time. That was fun. It was different.
Yeah, but you, okay.
Well, we came to an agreement. I got him.
Yeah, I'll let y'all have that. Yeah. I'm not going to.
What do you got to say?
I ain't going to even bust y'all, bubble.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. You got something to say.
I mean,
like you and OG, like I'm going to let y'all have y'all moment. But y'all talking like you have to prepare for the inevitable. You have to prepare for all contingencies. So basically, y'all saying the way y'all talking, y'all like, hey, don't worry about the passing game. We'll worry about that bridge when we cross to it. No, good teams usually they usually cut that off at the pass and make sure that they're prepared for it when the team's tried to stop.
So I want to be prepared. No question. And last year I'm sure we were prepared to run, but what did we do the first 4 weeks? We threw it. And then we shifted.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to go in this year and say I'm going to run. And if I have to shift to the pass, I'll shift.
And I think the reason why we did that is because we went into it thinking one thing. And Green Bay kind of threw a monkey wrench because they came after us a little bit on those first couple of plays. So we did what was necessary to evolve and adapt. And it might be that way this year. But the bottom line is this. In order to have the success that we had last year, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to incorporate more of the passing game into the evolution of this team.
I
mean, it's the fact. Nobody's going to let you beat them the same way you beat them the year before.
I'm not sure
that's
about
the evolution of the NFL.
Well, now, I agree they won't let you. But the Eagles might just be so much better up front with a great running back that no one can stop them consistently. And I know you said the Chiefs did, right? That's one game.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone could stop this running game if the Eagles put their mind to it over the course of a full season.
Yeah, and you're right, Joe, but still you have to be prepared for it, and you have to prepare like the other teams are preparing to stop that.
Yeah, I hope Petullo and Sirianni are ready.
You can't go into it and say, oh, we ran the ball so well last year, we ain't got to worry about the contingencies. Mm. No, you have to prepare for all of that.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. Do the Eagles need a great version of Saquon, last year's version of Saquon, to be a great team again? We also want to get to some of the best audio from yesterday when we were at the Brian Dawkins golf outing, including something Vic Fangio just agreed with. Vic Fangio was asked about something said by Jeremiah Trotter Sr. yesterday on the afternoon show, and he agreed with it. Also, something BG said with us about Jalen Hurts. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. And guesses for Hughes Clues. We got to give away this prize here, a pair of tickets, see a championship season at the Mann Center, and it's hosted by Merrill Reese on July 24th. It's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.